Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
On the show today, Tesla's roadmap prioritizing the Model Y but delaying other models. We have a look at Rivian ramping up their production and Ford starting production of the all-electric e-Transit cargo van. Well, those stories and more coming up on EV News Briefly, your daily rapid-fire insight into the world of electric cars and how we power them. It's Martin Lee here, and I've been through every EV story, so you don't have to. If you like this show, then make sure you look out for it to save your time, like 5 or hopefully 8 minutes or less a day. And if you prefer the longer, as usual, EV News Daily podcast, that, of course, is still available. We'll start with news about Tesla reporting their $2 billion quarterly profit, but saying supply chains are crimping their style just a little bit. Sales rose in the quarter to $17.7 billion, up from about $11 billion a year ago. In a letter to investors, they said their factories have been running below capacity for several quarters because of supply chain being the limiting factor, and that seems to have freaked out some investors today looking at the stock price. Full year profit rose to $5.5 billion, up from $721 million for 2020 in comparison, and total debt $1.4 billion, keeping the official guidance at 50% annual average growth. We still expect to be partly or primarily chip limited, Elon Musk said during the conference call. They will launch their Model Y from Austin, Texas, with their own 4680 homemade battery cells, their own chemistry, their own form factor as well, and a structural battery pack. So the first cars to use those in the wild will be Texan-made Model Ys. The number of full self-driving vehicles we heard is 60,000. Up from a few thousand at the end of September. That does seem like a very big number for what is meant to be a beta test. And quarterly profits taking a bit of a hit because of payroll taxes, that related to Elon Musk's options that he exercised, and also some warranty claims as well, with Tesla recalling S's and 3's to address rear view cameras and trunk issues as well. Tesla confirming then Model Y will come out of Austin in Texas with their new battery cells this year. The 4680 cells, they said that the vehicles are already in production, but of course that can mean pre-production, that can mean very limited numbers, of course. Elon Musk saying Model Ys built in Texas are made with the structural battery pack, and deliveries can only start after final certification. In Berlin, they'll use the 2170 cells because there was a supply contract awarded, I think, some sort of time around Q3 last year to LG for the 2170 cells to come out of Berlin. And so they'll use those this year while they actually build the cell factory in Berlin and start making, again, their own cells in Berlin, avoiding any kind of extra fees and taxes on importing those battery cells. The big news really, I guess, is the Cybertruck, which was meant to be out last year, then it was meant to be out this year, and at the moment the Cybertruck is going to be delayed until hopefully 2023, so it sounds like it could be even worse. That seems crazy. Elon Musk saying that the Cybertruck news wasn't good. It'll hopefully, that's the quote, hopefully arrive in 2023 sometime. So that could be almost 2 years away for the Cybertruck. That I don't understand that, because they've been promoting it in supposedly leaked photographs recently. We'll wait and see. They could be sandbagging. I'm not so sure. But they did say that the Cybertruck, the Roadster and the Semi will not come out in 2022. Again, odd. We've seen the mega chargers going in. These are the chargers for the Semi-truck into, like, PepsiCo for Frito-Lay. So why wouldn't those vehicles go to the customers? They're putting the chargers in. Surely we're weeks away from the Semi-truck. So the whole thing felt a little bit odd. It felt really playing down the company, saying no Cybertruck, no Semi this year. Well, how far away from production are they? That seems really, really odd. They also talked about the $25,000 car, which is not coming. When they announced the Model 3, that was a $35,000 car. And they did sell it, briefly, in a form. But the $25,000 car got people very excited and fizzy. But Elon Musk saying, no, they've got too much on their plate to even think about that car. So, look, never say never, but it's not nothing that is it being worked on, designed, etc. Also saying the solar business is remaining flat. Of course, that's to do with the South Buffalo factory, the facility where their rooftop solar systems are made, and also the supercharger stuff as well. Elon Musk confident of full self-driving being finished this year. Of course he would be. He's been saying that every year for many years, since 2014, at least a version of that. It won't be in terms of self-driving. Maybe it'll be full self-driving by their definition, but I think people assume it means the car's going to drive itself. You know, you can fall asleep, hands off, eyes off. It might be a really, really good level 2 system. It already is, let's face it. By the end of the year, it certainly won't drive itself in all conditions, in all weathers, in every circumstance, which is what I think people think full self-driving probably is, like level 4, level 5 of autonomy. Now, the Model 3 has beaten the Renault Zoe to be Europe's best-selling EV, and the VW Golf is slowing down. The Model 3, but it's still number one, by the way, the Golf. The Model 3, though, was the number one EV and the 17th best-selling car itself, outdoing like the Tiguan from VW and the Peugeot 3008. In fact, in September, Model 3 was Europe's best-selling car overall, but 17th on the year. CNET says that the Chevy Bolt has a dim future. They're joining the dots, talking about General Motors' $7 billion investment that I reported earlier this week for the plants to be updated to make the Chevy Silverado and the GMC Sierra electric, but mentioning not the Bolts, and CNET saying this is the beginning of the end. After 2024, it will surely go. Rivian are next in the news, ramping up production after a week-long pause. They were making 50 units of their R1T, the truck, before Christmas. They hope to make 200 a week now that they have fixed some problems. Ford's CEO, Jim Farley, talking about the chip shortage hitting Ford and once again recommitting to $30 billion spent on EVs by 2030. And he says that we are committed to 600,000 units in 22 months' time. So they've got to get their pull their socks up and start making EVs. Ford are also starting production on the all-electric e-Transit cargo van, making a big deal as well with that about their pro services. So charging, maintenance, fleet management, telematics, etc. It's all branded Ford Pro. Now, in China, new energy vehicle sales are going to top 5 million this year. That is the prediction, according to ChinaDaily.com. This year's sales will exceed 5 million units, 5 million new energy vehicles by the end of this year. And that'll be 20% of the total car sales in China in 2025. Staying in China, Baidu, the tech company, and Geely, the big automaker, are putting in $400 million together to their joint company, JIDU, Jidu or Jidu. This company is going to unveil their first all-EV level 4 autonomy at the Beijing Auto Show in April. Now let's go to India, and Ola, who make the electric scooters, are going to be moving to the UK with a £100 million engineering and design innovation centre. They're putting it in Coventry, lovely place, and that is going to be the area where automotive design and engineering talent resides, the actual manufacturing, of course, where labour is cheaper in India. And orders open today for the new Range Rover PHEV. The new fifth-generation plug-in Range Rover will do 70 miles on EV range. That's not bad, actually. It's got a 38-kilowatt-hour battery. It'll charge on a DC fast charger, 50 kilowatts, with a CCS combo plug, 105-kilowatt motor. And if you do really charge it every night, you'll get a lot of electric miles out of that vehicle. But it'll start at £104,000. And it goes upwards from there for the short wheelbase version. Thank you very much for listening today to EV News Briefly. If you'd like to check out what I think link to some of those stories and more quotes from the earnings call from Tesla and more stories as well, then do check out EV News Daily, the podcast, later on today. Thank you very much for checking out the new YouTube channel as well. youtube.com/EV News Daily. That is where you'll get briefly every day your bullet point guide to EV News earlier in the day, and the full podcast comes later in audio only at the moment. But I'd love both to be video at some point. Have a good day, and I'll catch you soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.